Defining America by Congressman Randy Forbes.
Even on the coldest day in March, the sun beats down on the flat Texas land, and the thermometer rarely dips below 70 degrees. Mom set out peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and screen doors quietly slap in the thick Texas wind. Saturdays on Randolph Air Force Base are marked by the sounds of relaxation. Children laughing, the dull hum of a lawnmower a couple of streets away, and the soft rustling of trees. And this warm Saturday evening was no different. Several groups of children had gathered outside on a common lawn for a much-awaited soccer game that had been discussed all week during recess at school. Emotions always run high when rival neighborhood kids go head-to-head in a soccer duel, and this game was the heated culmination of months of good-natured but intense adolescent competition. Fevers were enraged, hearts pounding, and sweat was pouring in the thick, humid air. And at that particular point, with a flick of his ankle, a sandy-haired third grader on the underdog team had skillfully maneuvered around two athletic fifth graders and was now moving dangerously close to the net of the opposing team. Nothing could stop the inevitable. The glory was within reach. Only seconds remained between the silent swoosh of the ball hitting the net. But instead of cheers rising up from the adolescent crowd that had gathered by the field, something else was heard. Something compelling enough to make every child on that field stop in their tracks, wipe the sweat from their eyes, and turn towards the north, and then slowly raise their right hand to their heart. It was the national anthem ringing out across the loudspeakers of the post. And just as every day, these children stopped right along with mothers preparing lunches in their homes, commanders in their offices, enlisted men in their barracks, and those on duty at their post. In a collective show of unity, they paid respect to a few bars and a few stars hanging on the post church, symbols of much more powerful forces: freedom, courage, and sacrifice. For many of us, stories like this one send chills down our spine. They strike swells of pride in our hearts and give pause to our often busy and cluttered minds. In a moment of clarity, they define on an emotional level the often indefinable, what it is to be an American. But day by day, what it means to an American is being pushed out of our lives, either by force or just simply because we are too busy to notice. Many of our children no longer start their day with the Pledge of Allegiance. In some schools, studying the Founding Fathers is considered too controversial. The words "under God" and "the pledge" are under constant scrutiny. But there are those who recognize that our national identity means too much to be disregarded and carelessly rewritten. We understand that entwined in our heritage is our hope for the future. Defining America is not a subject for our courts or even our legislators. The real battles are fought in the hearts of the people and the manifestations of our pride through our actions. The battle is being won when a group of passionate school kids make the conscious decision to stop a heated soccer game and honor the flag. It is won when Americans make the conscious decision to remove their hats and sing the national anthem with pride. It is won when teachers tell the stories of America's history, grandparents share the stories of our forefathers' sacrifices, and parents take time to visit historical sites with their children. By upholding and passing down our civic history and traditions, we preserve our core belief that the United States citizenship is not a right, but an honor. And this honor transcends race, religion, privilege, or politics, and is one that ultimately will continue to determine the character and the course of our nation.
You have been listening to Congressman Randy Forbes.